How do you do? Like many families today, the one in this story was void of religion. Sundays were days to relax or play sports. Christmas was a time to get presents, and Easter was for chocolate bunnies. Faith in God was non-existent, and yet the hand of providence was upon the man in this story, as he learned when his heart and mind and life were unshackled.
Carl, where's Alan?
I don't know.
You were supposed to be keeping an eye on him.
Well, I came back here to check in the downspouts and I forgot about him.
I searched the front yard and he's not there.
Alan!
He might have wandered into the road. I heard tires squeal a while ago.
I heard that too. And a thud. You don't suppose...
Check the road! What if a car hit him?
This is Unshackled, the award-winning series of true life stories dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. Life is hard for those without homes. They struggle each day to get enough food and find a place to rest. That's why Pacific Garden Mission keeps the doors open day and night, welcoming those without means. Thanks to generous friends who send financial gifts, the mission provides showers and fresh clothing, a clean, safe bunk for the night, and nourishing meals. Even medical and dental care in the Mission Clinic is free to resident guests. Mission pastors and counselors share the way of peace, the way to new life. Restoration seems hard, but not for those who follow the one who says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" And his uplifting words go out to the world in 14 languages through this program. Now for broadcast around the earth, here is program number 3287 in the series, Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
Hello?
This is Dr. Fisher. Do you have a 3-year-old son?
Yes.
He's here in my office. He wandered in front of a motorist who struck him, and she rushed him here.
Is he all right?
He has a bloody nose. Other than that, he seems to be all right.
Oh, Dr. Fisher, thank you. We'll be right there to get him.
6 years later, that same boy was playing with matches near a can of gasoline when he managed to set the nozzle on fire. Instead of running for safety, he tried to blow out the flame. This is the true testimony of who protected Alan Sutphen, right now on Unshackled.
I threw dirt on that gas can fire until it went out. I don't know why it didn't explode. Now I know it was Providence. Those two incidents weren't the only times I was spared a violent death. Riding motorcycles was my passion during my teenage years. One day, my buddy and I were riding our motorcycles in fields near our home when I accelerated to pass him. He didn't see me and decided to turn right into my path. We collided, and I flew over the handlebars and hit the ground hard.
It's a good thing you were wearing your helmet, son.
I always wear my helmet, Dad.
Why are you limping?
I hurt my knee real bad when I landed. It was like slow motion, flying over the handlebars.
You'd better stay off that cycle for a while.
At least until my knee heals.
And maybe you should avoid sports for a while, too.
Our bodies are not as tough as I thought.
You're lucky you didn't break your neck.
Dad was an electrical engineer, a good provider and father, but he was an agnostic, so we never talked about faith or religion, never went to church. My teen years were consumed with sports, and I was as good as the jocks and most athletics. But being an introvert, I didn't hang around with the jocks. I did well in school and got along with everyone, but I wanted a break from school when I graduated, so I joined the Navy. Boot camp was easy, and when we finished basic training, some of us went out to celebrate.
Hey, we did it! We survived!
Yeah, even with getting our heads shaved, needles jabbed in both arms at once, and being yelled at all the time. All the rules, the marching, the classes. I thought it was a piece of cake.
Oh, hey, get out of here, Suppin.
It was. I was on the high school swim team, so the swim test was a breeze.
Well, it's time for the beer test. Let's see if you can hold your booze.
Now, that's something I have never done.
What? You never drank? Why not?
I was into sports.
Bending elbows is a sport, Alan. It's time to get your man card. As long as we stay in the clubs on base, it's legal to drink, so drink all you want.
I didn't like the beer, but the sour mash whiskey brought me out of my shell and gave me bravado I had never known before. A few times I didn't remember returning to the barracks at night, and after an episode of vomiting, I thought I would never drink again. But I did. My first duty station was Naval Air Station Oceana in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I began working in avionics.
Hey, Alan. Hey, you want to go to Joe's place and get high?
Nah.
Why? He's got some good stuff.
Until you get caught.
No guts, no glory.
Look, I can't afford to lose any rank or pay, and I sure don't want the extra duty they give guys who get caught.
Oh, come on. You don't want to get high? All the more for us.
I'll stick with my whiskey. My next duty station was ship's company aboard the USS Forrestal. Upon reaching a base in Europe in 1980, I flew nearly 4 hours by helicopter out to sea to meet the carrier that was already in the Mediterranean. I worked on infrared receivers for anti-submarine aircraft. The shop had 25 men, and I fit in easily with them. One day, a shipmate asked me to come to his workstation. I thought I was in trouble.
Have a seat, Alan.
Hey, John, did I do something wrong?
No, I just want to tell you how Jesus offers you new life. Alan, I'm a believer in God's word, and his word says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
I hear you.
Jesus is the Son of God, and he sacrificed his life to save us. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Okay.
Here's how it is, Alan. Until you know Jesus, you're blind to God's truth. God has a plan for your life, but sin stands in the way. You need to be saved. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
All right.
God sent his only Son to pay for your sins so you could be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You need to be saved, Alan. And I'm going to pray for you right now.
He prayed that my heart would be open to the gospel, but my heart was closed tight, and I left his workstation feeling nothing and confused. That was the first time I ever heard the plan of salvation, and for a while I tried reading the Bible, which I borrowed, but quickly abandoned for lack of interest and understanding.
So, this is Barbados. Do the women even speak English?
Well, they can speak enough to say, buy me a drink, sailor.
And they sit on our laps dreaming we'll marry them someday.
But we'll be long gone.
Love them and leave them.
This is the life. Faraway places, wine, women, and song. I worked hard on board ship to be a good sailor and drank hard when we pulled into port on Liberty. I drank in bars all over the world. Italy, Spain, Israel, Brazil, Thailand, Japan, and Korea. Bars are all the same. And I had no intention of marrying any of the women I met in them. Several times, the sailor who talked to me about Jesus spoke to me again.
How was your time ashore, Alan?
Non-stop parties. There's nothing like liberty.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
I admire your perseverance, John.
Well, and Jesus will set you free.
But I am free.
Are you? He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Look, I don't see anything wrong with having a good time.
That's because you don't know the Lord. Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
I respectfully listened to John, but I had no desire to change. After 3 different 6-month cruises to the Mediterranean, my sea duty and naval commitment were fulfilled. but I was offered a big chunk of money to re-enlist.
Hey, Alan, did you re-up?
Sure did. I'm going to bank this load of cash.
Cool. Hey, what assignment you get?
They offered me Subic Bay in the Philippines, but I turned it down.
Turned it down? Are you out of your mind? Nobody turns down orders to the Philippines. Nobody.
Why?
Are you kidding? It's Party Central. You never seen anything like it.
I called the detailer back and took the assignment to the Philippines. When I arrived at QB Point Naval Station in 1985, I could hardly believe my eyes. So many people, bars and clubs lined the streets, bands and Filipino ladies galore to entertain the troops. And here, my life would change.
We'll hear about Alan's changes in just a moment. By God's grace, Unshackled goes out to more than 2,700 radio stations and outlets around the world, reaching places that have never heard the gospel, that do not allow churches or Bibles or evangelism. Millions of people hear God's word on radio and learn about His love. Unshackled is the longest-running radio drama in history. Each week since 1950, another true testimony of God's power at work changing lives. What a ministry! Broadcast at first in English. Then Spanish and Arabic were added before the end of the last century. Then, as people in other countries heard these testimonies and wanted their own countrymen to hear in their own language, these nationals began translating the dramas and broadcasting locally. Now, Unshackled is broadcast in Japanese, Korean, Albanian, Romanian, Russian, Polish, Portuguese, Greek, and French. Every year, new languages are added. Every day, more people receive Christ as Savior through these true stories. The ramifications go on and on, as we well know. So if you or someone you know has a testimony to share, write and tell us. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Your testimony could mean the difference between life and death for some listener somewhere. Our website, www.unshackled.org, has reference forms online that you can submit. As Jesus said, "Go and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee." Write to Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. That's Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Please include your address.
I worked the shift from 3 to 11 at night, and after work, my buddies and I would hit the strip to drink and party most of the night, every night. The music, women, and alcohol were all I wanted and needed. I was having the time of my life. I also played softball on a team sponsored by a local bar. But after 6 months of that routine, I began to feel a strange emptiness in my heart. The debauchery did not satisfy me as it had in the previous 5 years. I felt a great void in my life. I remembered the witness of John on the Forrestal, so I went to the base bookstore and bought a Bible. Previously, I had started in Genesis. This time, I started in Matthew. I read every night for 2 weeks. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give His life a ransom for many. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." By the time I reached the Gospel of John, my eyes were open to my bondage of sin. I knew that I was a lost sinner on my way to hell. I knew that Jesus was the Son of God, the Savior I needed, and with tears streaming down my face, I prayed, "O Lord, I repent of my sins against you. Please forgive me for wasting my life. I'm putting my faith and trust in you, Jesus, for the rest of my days. I will live for you. Voraciously I devoured God's word. The prophet Jeremiah said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." My co-workers didn't understand the change in me. I tried to tell them how Jesus would change their lives too, but they wouldn't listen. Fortunately, I met a fellow believer at work.
You don't go out with the guys anymore, Alan?
Nope, doesn't interest me since I received the Lord, Tony.
Amazing, isn't it, how he changes your life?
How long have you been saved?
A couple of years.
I thought I was the only one.
It's normal to feel that way.
It's only been a couple of weeks for me, so I have a lot to learn.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
You can say that again. I have no desire to go out drinking and carousing anymore. The guys even quit asking me to go.
They can see the change in you. I could see it too.
I can't get enough of God's word. I read it while I'm eating breakfast, at dinner time, and before I hit the rack.
Have you found a church yet?
No, I've never been to church. I just read the Bible.
I go to a Filipino fellowship off base. A lot of guys on base go there. Want to go with me on Sunday?
I began going to the local church where the teaching fed my hungry soul. I attended two services on Sunday and Bible studies during the week as well. I made friends with other Christian sailors, and we worshiped the Lord together. Then, I met Maribel.
I have a sister in Massachusetts, Alan. Where did you grow up?
In Pennsylvania, way outside of Philadelphia, Maribel.
Oh, big city. Is it close to Massachusetts?
Same East Coast. We lived in the country among farms and fields, but I grew up without God.
How sad.
It's tragic, knowing the Lord is such a joy. He keeps me out of trouble and gives me reason to live. Before, I lived for myself, to drink and have fun.
And now?
I live for him, whatever he tells me to do. I want everyone to know Jesus.
You should teach Sunday school.
As soon as I know enough.
Knowing the Lord is enough, he would give you the words to say and open the scriptures to you.
Maribel was modest, godly, and beautiful. Her maturity and dedication attracted me as we sat together in church talking about our lives. In a matter of months, I was in love with her, and a year later, we married. She moved into my house off base, and we began our lives together. My friend at work had also married a Filipino, so we went fishing and had picnics together.
This looks like a good place to fish, Alan.
Yeah, and we can have our picnic right over there.
You walk so fast, Alan.
I'm sorry, honey. Why don't you girls sit on the grass and chat while we fish?
You could bring the youth group out here for a fun time.
I've thought about it, Tony.
Do you like teaching kids?
I love it. They're so open to God's truth. And I learn so much every time I prepare a lesson.
Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
Amen. We're studying prayer right now.
Prayer is not complicated.
It's just talking to God. He knows your heart anyway.
You're coming up on the end of your enlistment, aren't you?
Sure am.
Are you going to re-enlist?
Nah, I have no desire to remain in the service.
Are you going back to the States?
Yeah, I'd like to get into ministry.
Preaching?
I'm not sure. Maybe go to Bible school eventually?
The wives are more interested in chatting than fishing.
I'm concerned about Maribel. She can't keep up with me on walks. She gets easily winded.
Slow down.
She used to keep up.
It's probably nothing serious.
I noticed Maribel's shortness of breath whenever we walked anywhere, so I had her undergo a physical by the Navy physicians as part of our preparation to leave the Philippines. When she came out of the exam room, the doctor asked both of us into the office.
Your wife has a heart murmur.
What does that mean?
You need a further workup once you get to the States, and they can tell you more.
Is it serious?
Potentially, yes. There's nothing we can do right now since you're about to be discharged, but this needs to be addressed.
What is it called?
Mitral stenosis. A natural valve of the heart is narrowed. It's not opening wide enough, and it's causing blood flow restrictions.
How did this happen?
It often comes from a streptococcal infection that goes untreated and then progresses to rheumatic fever, which can damage the kidneys, heart valves, and joints.
We were surprised at this diagnosis and asked Maribel's mother if Maribel had ever had such an illness growing up. Her mother didn't remember any such illness, so we were perplexed as to how she acquired this condition. The church joined us in praying for Maribel's healing and successful treatment back in the States. I left the Navy in 1987, and we moved to Springfield, Massachusetts, where Maribel had a sister. I found a job in the electronics field that had good health care benefits so we could get Maribel's condition treated. She had an ultrasound of her heart, and we discussed the results with the cardiologist.
Damage to the mitral valve is significant. You'll need a valve replacement within a year.
Oh, my goodness. You want to operate on my heart?
Yes. It's an open-heart surgical procedure that requires putting you on a cardiopulmonary bypass.
I don't understand.
It's a machine that helps keep you breathing and your blood pumping while they operate, Maribel.
That's very frightening. I don't want to do that.
Oh, we've been doing this kind of surgery for years.
What are the risks?
Well, surgery always has some risk. 4% mortality.
I could die?
Well, you certainly will without surgery. You're still young, so you should do well.
Let me think about it.
Don't wait too long. And I advise you not to have children before the valve replacement, as this would be too stressful on your heart.
I don't want the surgery, Alan.
But Maribel, you need it.
No, I'm too scared. Please, don't talk about it.
Many people have open heart surgery, honey. It's safe.
It's hard enough moving to a strange country where I don't know anyone except my sister. I don't want to do this.
The Lord will protect you.
I'll be okay without surgery.
Maribel, your breathing problem is getting worse.
No, it isn't. I'm fine.
You can't even sleep flat on your back anymore without coughing and getting short of breath.
I'm too scared, Alan.
You must trust the Lord, honey. We'll pray and ask the Lord to give you courage and strength. We prayed, and our church prayed for us, but Maribel was extremely frightened. We stayed active in church, but as time passed, my concern grew along with Maribel's shortness of breath. I resolved to speak with the pastor after a service.
In John chapter 10, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Are you following Jesus? His commandments are not difficult. He said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Brothers and sisters, there's no fear in love. Fear is the absence of faith. Faith in God and in his power to protect us. Now, these physical bodies will die, but we already have eternal life because God has given us his Holy Spirit as a down payment on heaven. And we have the promise of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Yes.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory."
Amen.
O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
Yes.
How is Maribel doing, Alan?
Not well. She's terrified of the surgery, Pastor.
Well, we're praying for both of you. Fear can be crippling. That's probably why the Bible often says, "Fear not."
Easier said than done.
Alan, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Keep praying and leave her in the Master's hand. Remember, God's will is perfect.
Alan, I want to go back to the Philippines to see my family.
I don't think you're strong enough to make the trip, and I can't take off work, so I can't go with you.
I can travel alone.
But your heart...
My heart's fine. Seeing my family in my home will be good for my heart.
It might be. Might calm your nerves, but getting there can be stressful.
I can do it. Please, Alan. It will give me the strength and courage to have the surgery.
I'll look into it.
So can I go?
First, let's see what the doctor thinks. The doctor said a short trip would be safe, so we gave Maribel medication to ease her symptoms. She flew home, and I prayed earnestly for her. I kept working and serving in the church and even played on the church softball team. 2 weeks later, the phone rang at midnight. Hello?
Alan, sorry to wake you. It's Marissa. I have some bad news from the Philippines.
What is it?
Maribel just died suddenly from a heart attack.
I couldn't believe that Maribel was really dead. I wept in disbelief. I reasoned that I should have forced her to have the surgery. Our pastor called me later and reminded me that Maribel might have died during the surgery, so blame didn't belong to anyone. He prayed for me and I left for the Philippines.
Next week, we'll hear about Alan's journey and how far God took him. Listening friend, when tragedy strikes, where do you turn for comfort? There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. He suffered and died for our sins. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. If you have never asked him to save you, pray to him now with all your heart and in your own words. If you prayed, let us know, and we'll send you some literature to help you walk in new life. Write to Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-492-9410. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Unshackled helps me and my mother. Don't stop this dramatic show, a listener emailed us. Well, thank you. And please, let this radio station know how much you appreciate hearing Unshackled. This is program number 3287, heard in part one of the true story of Alan Sutphin, where Bill Ronsky, Suzanne Fay Curry, Rangan Altai, Ed DiZzolo, Chris Bashan, Michael Wallner, and Jeff Lupitan. Original music, Don Badorf. Sound, Nadine Aloysio Sorensen. Engineer, Kim Rasmussen. Script, Kenitha Gabler. And I'm Timothy Gregory. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. We'd love to know you listen, so please write soon. The address? Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. You may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-492-9410. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-492-9410.